And we've come back with Community Connections again. First of all, just before we go into the next interview, I would like to encourage everybody that either listened to the last hour where we had Ambulance Victoria and CFA talking about the coming fire season and possible heat wave, to if you heard it, I'd suggest to you that you get as many people as you can to listen to the podcast, because there's some really some important stuff in there, and you know, we just don't know what the, it could be a bad fire season. We hope not, and we could have this big heat wave they're talking about, but whatever it is, I'd strongly suggest you get your friends and neighbours to download the podcast and have a listen to it. However, we're changing the pace now, and I've got with me the Badger Creek Men's Shed. I've got the big president, Alan, and the secretary, can't get much higher than the president and the secretary, Graham, with me. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Alan.
I guess the first thing I want to ask you, somebody told me that when the men's sheds, they often have sort of, well, not necessarily an open day, but if they're down at one of the shopping centres showing, you know, what they do and all this sort of stuff, that very often it's the wife that comes over and says, I think my husband should get involved with this. Is that true?
Well, I think to a large extent it is. I mean, we've had members that have come down. I think their wives sometimes want to get them out of the house. The house has usually been theirs until the husband stops working. And so,
and I guess that's the point I was trying to make. That I was talking to someone else and they said, well, it wasn't the wife, it was the daughter. Said, oh, mum's sick of dad being home, so what's going to happen down there?
I haven't had any experience with that. But also, moving on from on that same sort of thing, I know that when I retired, I was at a end. I really believe I retired too early, and it took me quite a long while to re-establish myself, but the men's shed has certainly helped me. It's been a godsend to me.
And one of the things that happens when we retire, that often there are people that might have been a builder or something like that, unless they like their skill is lost, and it's terrific if they can go along to a men's shed where a guy who might have been an accountant who's been very poor at doing sort of do-it-yourself. We're never too young to learn a new skill, are we?
No, we're not, and this has been shown with our shed. We've got a range of skills, quite a range of good skills in our shed, and we've got some people that have come down that haven't had manual skills at all, and they have finished up just by thinking about, you know, what they're doing and getting help from others that can help them. They've finished up producing really fine work. Yeah.
One of the things that, and I know the audience have heard me bang on this for about five years, one of the things that there's been heaps of reports done is about loneliness, and they say that if we don't do something about loneliness, particularly as more and more retiring, that'll be the biggest killer in times, because very often you live in an area, we'll say you live in Healesville or anywhere you like, often you leave sort of as the sun's coming up or before that, you come home, it's tea time, you watch a bit of telly, weekends you cut the grass or you take the kids to sport and then they eventually go. So all of a sudden, and you've been used to being at work talking to other guys and women, but all of a sudden it stops. And unless you're really careful, like, that can be really detrimental to your health, can't it?
Well, yes, I think so. I think it's probably one of the reasons why men don't live as long as women. I mean, when I was born, I was expected to live till I was about 70.
Yep.
And women were expected to last nearly till 80 or something. And, you know, when I look at my father, when he came home and stopped work, he stopped work, and that was that.
Yep. And that's not good for you.
Yeah.
And I guess the other thing too, and I'll probably ask Graham this. Graham, one of the offshoots would be that, as I say, that very often you might only know your next-door neighbour, and more people don't know their neighbours. But I guess one of the things, apart from however many days you go to the men's shed, if you start to get to know other guys, like, you could go down the street and you're doing the shopping and you'd run into other guys, wouldn't you? Would that be an offshoot?
Yeah, that does happen. Once you get down there and meet other fellows, they sort of develop sort of close relationships with some of the other guys down there, and they might, you know, a couple of times during the week go around to their place and help them with what they're doing at home, or you know, just go to visit them, particularly if we hear that one of us is sick, or might be even hospitalised, there's always someone that will pop around and say hello or give them a ring and have a chat. So that's the side of it. It expands your friendship circle. And, you know, getting back to what you said before, that, you know, a lot of men, when they stop work, they, you know, if they haven't got something to do, they can sit at home, and even if it's just watching TV all day, that's just not good for the mind. And and they slowly but surely get depressed, and the black dog sets in. And really, getting out of the house, getting down and talking with other blokes, that's the lifesaver for them. So that's what it's all about, social connection.
Yeah, and that's true. That's the point I was trying to ask you, that you can't do better. Graham, can I just ask you what sort of job you did before you got involved with Men's Shed?
I had a long career in the Army, called up in National Service back in the 60s, but I stayed in for a while, and then after that I was up in Canberra, did a bit of time with the public service up there, and left that, and was in real estate, selling real estate for a while towards early 2000s. Decided to retire and come down to Healesville.
So you wouldn't have known many people in Healesville when you came, would you?
I knew no one apart from, you know, the connections I made. But, you know, I quickly made connections, you know, joining tennis clubs. I don't mind having hit a tennis and, yep. And you know, joining U3A and those things, which a lot of people do. But I was one of those fellows that hadn't had a tool shed or a garage full of tools, because we were moving every 2 years in the Army. So I sort of figured out that I needed some skills, home handyman skills, to do things a little bit better than what I had been doing. So that was the main reason I joined the shed. But, you know, once you're down there, your circle of friends, you know, extend quite a bit. And there are people down there, as Alan has said, that are very good on the tools that we've got, and they teach you a hell of a lot very quickly, so you can start to do your things yourself. And the main thing also is, of course, making sure that we do things safely, because we don't want people to come down there and go home with one finger less. But yeah. So that's part of it as well. So you've got to learn the skills to make things nicely, but also to look after yourself.
All right, we're just going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more.
FM 99.1.
And I'm talking to both Alan and Graham, who are the head honchos down at the Badger Creek Men's Shed. We're talking about that. Alan, we've talked to Graham and how he got involved. What were you doing before you, as a job, before you retired?
I was a mechanical engineer. I was actually, before I retired, I was working for myself but contracting out to oil companies, and I would, if they wanted some special maintenance, which I developed some skills for, I would plan it all at home and plan the labour requirements and all of the rest of it, then go offshore and see that it was done properly.
So you retired? Where did you live? Did you live in Hillsville, or were you?
No. I was living in Greensboro then. Yeah. And
so, what? First of all, what brought you to Hillsville? And secondly, what got you? Were you a bit like Graham? You came here, you knew nobody, and you got involved in the community, or how did you get involved?
We decided. My wife and I decided that when we retired, we would try. We want to retire in the country somewhere.
Yep.
And we looked around. We thought South Gippsland might be nice, but there were a few things that happened while we were looking around down there that made us think that we should perhaps look at the Yarra Valley.
Yep.
And the only reason we're in Hillsville was because we were looking elsewhere further up the valley when we picked up a newspaper which had an advertisement for the house that we bought.
You've got no idea how many that have happened to.
So we bought the house. Yes, and then we went away as volunteers for Volunteers International for 2 years after we bought the house. We went to the Marshall Islands. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, very interesting experience over there. I won't go into all that now, but yeah. So I originally thought, well, my wife wanted me to retire, and I didn't want to retire, and I thought, well, that might break me into it. So.
Yep.
So that's what we did. So I thought, if we go away for 3 months or maybe six, that'd be great. The shock was that we had to go for 2 years.
So you came back not knowing anyone? So
I came back to Hillsville and we knew no one. Yeah, yeah.
So what got you involved with the Badger Creek?
Well, I knew I had to join something, and a next-door neighbour happened to be in Provis, so he took me down there. And then I was looking around for other things. And through that connection, someone told me that they were trying to set up a men's shed in Hillsville. And I thought, oh, they asked if I could help them out and if I had some skills that I could help them with, because I'm looking for people with metalworking skills. And seeing as I'd served my time as a metal worker, I had those skills. And so I said, yeah, I'd love to do that. I was thinking of all of the things which I could get out of joining a men's shed. Like, oh, I'll have all this good equipment I can go down.
Which you don't have to buy. Yeah,
yeah, that's right. And anyway, that took a long time to resolve. Eventually, the Living and Learning Centre started to do something, and they asked me if I'd come and coordinate it, and I did. And eventually the men's shed grew out of the Living and Learning Centre, and the guys set themselves up at Badger Creek. That's what happened.
And I believe that the men's sheds are, that there is, they are supported a bit by various governments, aren't they? Because to get guys off their backside and get something doing.
The real reason for men's shed is men's health. And that's the reason that governments support men's sheds. And so, yes, you can get quite a wide range of grants to help you. I mean, you've got to put in yourself too. But there are grants available if you're prepared to put in the work as well to get you going or get you started. But you're expected to become sustainable as you get going. Yes.
Oh, that's fair enough. Oh, we've got to take another quick break and we're back with more.
She tried to take me upstairs for a ride.
Local events. Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Graeme, we're going to talk a bit more about people dropping in and that as we go on during this session. But if a person was to drop down there one day this week, and I think Alan might have mentioned sheet metal or something like that, what sort of machinery, what sort of skills are down there for people to come and have a look at? And they don't have to be proficient at anything, do they, to come?
No, it's a matter of just coming down and checking us out. If you think you've got an interest, you know, the main things that we do have down there are metalworking and woodworking, and we also have a photography group as well. So they're the main things that our shed operates on. But as Alan said, you know, if we get a group of people down there and they say they'd like to do bushwalking, and all of a sudden we've got a bushwalking group within the shed. So we're flexible. Whatever our members want, we can accommodate.
And I guess, are you looking for volunteers? When I say volunteers, who someone might come down and say, well, I've done this all my life in a job and I could help with that. Are you looking for those sorts of volunteers all the time as well?
Anyone with skills that they'd like to share and pass on to us, yes, we'd be happy to have them. As Alan said, well, he's got a lot of experience on the metalworking side. We've got a builder that's just joined us from South Australia. He's moved over here as well and brings a hell of a lot of knowledge.
Gee,
to,
he would, yeah.
To the shed, and he's always helping out people, and people are always asking him. So that's the type of skills that if you've got, come down and be prepared to share them, because basically the equipment that we've got is it's all commercial equipment. You know, you've got the commercial woodworking workshop and commercial metalworking. So we've got a huge metal lathe, all the oxys. Equipment.
You're not just talking the cheap.
We're not talking
stuff
hand tools, I can tell you that.
That's what I mean. It's not the stuff that could be in your own shed.
Nothing like that. That's the next step up. It's commercial workshop equipment. Yeah.
Graham, do you take on projects? Are you only doing stuff for yourself, or do you take on any sorts of little projects for other organisations?
We certainly do. Some sheds have systems where they say, okay, for fundraising we make all these things and then we'll sell them and things like that.
Yep.
So they end up getting in a bit of a production line thing.
Yep.
Our members at this stage haven't said that they'd like to do that, because it sort of makes a commitment to you. The main thing for our fellows is you come down here and you work on your own projects and bring things home from home. But yep. Having said that, there's always people and organisations walking in the door saying, oh, can you do this for us?
Oh, do you?
For example, after the windstorms a couple of years ago, a lot of trees were knocked down up in the Dandenongs. Well, to get all those gardens going again, they chopped up the trees, the Shire, But then they had a project saying, well, okay, all this timber we've got, we want to get birds back into it. We want to get gliders back into the area. So can you make some bird boxes and glider boxes? So they went around to the 10 men's sheds in the Yarra Ranges area and said, can you help us make some boxes? So they gave us the wood and we made, I think our shed, we made 50 of them and sent back to them.
Terrific.
A lady the other day just popped in. She's got some friendly possums on a property that she's looked after, but she had some possum boxes that she had made that they fell apart. She came in and said, can you make some possum boxes for us? So, you know, we'll do that. So some of the, you know, community things we'll do we'll just do it gratis. Sometimes if someone wants something private done, well, you know, they'll offer to make us a donation to cover our expenses.
Yep.
And quite often there's other people living at home by themselves that something's broken. It's only just a couple of weeks ago, a lady came in, she had an old wardrobe, but there was always a drawer missing. She came in and said, oh, well, can you make me another drawer like that? Well, yeah, that's been made. It's sitting there waiting for her to pick up. So we can help people, you know, go out and a year or so ago, a lady come down and a pergola was, you know, falling down. So she wanted a hand to get that repaired. So we'll just go and do those sort of things.
So
we're there to help members, help the community, help, you know, private people in the community as well.
So you're actually putting back in the community at the same time as all these other health benefits for the guys as well.
Yeah. Well, we're a community service organisation, you know, and they're the other ones that we help quite a lot. We've done jobs for the Lions, we've done jobs for the Rotary, we've done jobs for the CFA. You know, they've got something that they need made up, well, come and talk to us and we do it for them.
All right, we've just got to take a quick break. We're back with more. I'm talking to both Alan and Graham from the Badger Creek Men's Shed, and we're learning a lot more about it, and we can only urge probably the wifey, she's sick of husband and he's retired and he's sitting on the couch and getting given the willies. Maybe it's time to get him down there. And if you're a guy that's retired, and don't just sit at home. It's not ever going to work well for you. And as I said at the start of it, I often talk about it, but it is going to be one of the big killers of the future if people don't do something about it. Alan, you were told, Graham mentioned shoulder to shoulder. What's shoulder to shoulder?
Well, it's usually the ladies seem to be able to keep up and talk to one another. I know that they talk to one another about lots of things that I wouldn't talk about, just from what my wife. About all sorts of things. Sort of a bit worrying sometimes, but men tend not to do that. And even when they've got someone special, they even tend to hold back. But so we rather than speak face to face, where they don't seem to work, they often relent when they're working shoulder to shoulder. You know, they're both doing a job together and they start talking about things and they're thinking about what they're doing and that, and then some of these things come out. So yeah, they say men talk better shoulder to shoulder.
So that's obviously a bonus, as opposed to, well, sitting at home is never going to work.
No
Alan, I think Graham mentioned a while ago something about you've got some tie-up with one of the schools.
The Badger Creek School. We run a mentoring program for the kids there. Usually in grade 6, I think it is. It might be sometimes some grade 5 students. They come across one morning a week during the term, and we have a whole lot of things pre-prepared that they can assemble to make things like a tray to take home or a little cart or something. And they come in and they finish them off. They sand them all down and they put them all together. And
So you do a lot of the work and then they just come and help you with it?
Yeah, but we are teaching them some skills in doing that, some dexterity. They do some drilling, but they're not allowed to do too much like that because we're concerned about looking after them. We don't want anyone hurt. So, yes, that's what we do.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, I've just got to take another quick break because I want to talk to Graham. He's mentioned something a couple of times. We need to follow it up.
Me in a way that I've never known. So break me, shake me, hey.
me. You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 13 minutes to 2. Can't believe how quick these hours go, you know. And we're still on 17 degrees and we're heading for a top of 20. So hopefully we'll get it in the next 2 or 3 hours. Graham, a couple of times when we've been talking this afternoon, you've talked about people dropping in to the men's shed. So, A, what times you open and what days of the week? It wasn't that hard a question.
Thanks, Alan. Yeah, no, we're down there on Mondays and Wednesdays in the wood and metal workshops. As you've just heard from Alan, on Thursdays it's school mentoring, but we wouldn't suggest people to pop in then, just let the three or four guys that are there manage the kids. But on Friday also from about 10:30 through to 12:30, the photography group is there. So at any of those times, people are welcome just to pop down and have a look at what's going on, and then talk to members that are there and get the royal tour around our facilities.
Now, you've talked about the photography being there between 10:30 and 12:30. You haven't given us the times for the Monday and Wednesday.
Oh, OK. Yeah, well, probably come down about 9:30, or anyway, 9:30 to 10 o'clock. We're still having a cup of tea then, and sitting around talking and telling some fibs. Yeah. At 10 o'clock, we tend to go out into the workshops, come back in at 12 to 1 for lunch. And then after lunch, they're there from anywhere up to 3 to 3:30. So people are welcome to come at any time in those time shops and to talk to us, and we'll show them around, let them know what we do, and give them the full picture.
Graham, what sort of cost is involved for the person to come on and be part of the men's shed?
Well, our current cost is $72 per year. And that's on a pro rata basis. So, you know, if someone was to start in January, it'd be half that. Our financial year goes up to 30th of June. And that essentially, basically, just covers our insurance. We've obviously got to have a good insurance cover for the things we do down there. The other things we do, we do some fundraising. We're regular sausage sizzlers down at the community market, and then once or twice a year we get a Bunnings sausage sizzle, and that provides extra fundraising for us, which we then use to buy other bits and pieces that we need. So we don't have to cover all our costs with a membership fee. Basically, it's we keep that as low as we possibly can, and that's the only sort of compulsory fee, I suppose. When you sign on, you just pay your membership fee and that's it.
And that and there's nothing each week, like you don't have to.
No, nothing each week. No, we provide the wherewithal for cups of tea, and we ask for blokes if they're going to eat bickies. Well, every now and then, bring a pile of bickies in and throw them in the bin, and
that's fair enough.
That's the way of doing it. If you say, well, listen, to cover all our sort of other costs. Morning tea costs and things like that, put $1 in, $2 in. Well, if you do that, you're down there 2 or 3 times a week. Before you know it, you've spent another $150 or something, you know. So, no, we keep the cost down as well as we can. $72 for membership, and if you want to have some bickies with your tea, just bring down a packet every now and then and throw it in the middle.
And I mean, you touched on that very briefly, but, I mean, obviously, all men's sheds, or in fact all group, the insurance are not getting any cheaper, is it? So, and you really do need to be well insured.
Yeah, you do, yeah. And it is a good insurance policy for members. If there's any injury of members, it's pretty straightforward as far as getting that compensated. Also for any visitors that are public liability, and also for the property, of course. We've got the sheds themselves and the equipment therein that we need to insure as well. So, and as you say, and certainly over the last couple of years, we've noticed that's gone up quite considerably.
Oh, it has. Insurance is... Well, unfortunately, we all need to have it. And while times are tough, it's fairly hard for some people to actually raise the insurance. Mm. You know, it's not good. All right, look, we'll take one more quick break, and then, look, if you've got a paper and pencil, have it ready, because the guys are going to tell you how you can get involved with the Badger Creek Men's Shed. And I can only encourage you that, particularly the wives listening, if you're sick of Dad being around the place, and I know a few have told me that over the years, here's a great opportunity. And not only, particularly if you, well, it doesn't matter what he was doing, but a lot of guys were in not manual jobs, they were in offices and that, and they retire and they feel they haven't got much to do. But here's a great opportunity for them to get involved. And as I said at the start, sometimes it's a daughter who says, "Mum, get rid of him down the bed shed."
It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. The moon was bright. Oh, how bright it was. It really was such a night. The night was alive with stars above. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love. Oh, it was a kiss. Ooh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Oh, how she could kiss. Oh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. Such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart into love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss, such a night. It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was, it really was. Such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart into love, and the night was gone. I had to fall in love. Well, she's gone, gone, gone. Yes, she's gone, gone, gone. Came the dawn, 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 and my love was gone. But before that dawn, yes, before that dawn, and before that dawn, ooh, 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 yeah.
And that, of course, was Elvis Presley and Such a Night. Just a quick reminder, on Sunday night, it's Matt's turn. Matt will be here between 6 and 8, and he'll be playing music by Elvis and all those, the rock and roll hit parade. It was my turn last Sunday night. We had a great night. I had heaps of phone calls, but Matt will be back this Sunday night and be playing all hits of the 60s, so be listening. Now, Alan, we've talked a lot about the men's shed. We've told them how much it's going to cost, which is, if you took it on a weekly basis, it's cheaper than it's cheaper. It's only about, just over a dollar a week, so you can't buy a cup of coffee for that. So if you forget a cup of coffee, you've paid your year's subscription. How are they going to find out more about other than what we've told them, how are they going to find out more about the Badger Creek Men's Shed?
The best thing they can do really is to pop in any time when we're open. And if you've got the opening hours.
And your address?
It's 360 Badger Creek Road, Badger Creek. It's right behind the fire station.
Yeah?
Yeah. So it's easy to find.
So have you got a Facebook page?
We have.
So if they just go on a search,
and search,
Facebook,
they'll find Badger Creek Men's Shed.
It's all under Badger Creek Men's Shed.
Yep.
Do you have a web page at all?
No, we don't have a web page, but we do have an email address, which we can give you. It's it's badger-creek, all in lowercase.
Hyphen Creek, yeah.
At outlook.com.
At outlook.com.
Yep.
All right, so if you've got any questions, go along and, well, probably the best is the guys have been saying, if you go down on a Monday and Wednesday between... really, from 9:30 to
about
3:30, 3 o'clock, and find out what equipment they've got. But as they've been saying, they're not only limited to what they've got at the moment, that they can get other equipment and become... and if you've got a skill that you think that you could pass on, and I think Graham was mentioning they've just had a builder sign up down there, maybe you've been involved with one of these.
Maybe they want to learn a skill.
Absolutely. Well, I was going to say that because, I mean, Graham has just been a perfect example of a guy who's learned a lot, haven't you, Graham?
Yeah, that's correct. That's basically why I went down there. I had no tools. I had a sort of... my career sort of changed me around every 2 years, so I didn't accumulate or set up a workshop. So when I finished, I had nothing to sort of get my hands on. So go down to the men's shed and you've got a whole suite of commercial equipment that you can use to help do what you want to do.
And I guess the other thing is too, in a situation like yourself, Graham, is that when you, like, you probably didn't even own your own home a lot of those times when the army are moving you on, so therefore you haven't had the opportunity to do it yourself, have you?
No, that's right. You get moved on every couple of years. At one stage, I did purchase a home, but the thing got moved on shortly thereafter, so it ended up getting rented out. So I never really got back to it. In the end, when I retired, we sold it and then bought where we retired. But so you don't accumulate things because you've got to carry it around with you every 2 years.
Graham, just one quick question. Out of all the placements or whatever you call it that you did, what was the best appointment you got? Where, in which part of where the country or the world did you find that you really enjoyed the most?
Well, basically, it was an overseas posting.
Yep.
I didn't get to Vietnam, but not that probably would have been as enjoyable as the one that I ultimately got. Yep. When I was a little bit more senior in my career, I got a posting over on exchange to the British Army in Germany. That was the time of the Cold War, where there's a group called the British Army on the Rhine, and they were looking across the fence or the Iron Curtain at East German and Russian soldiers. So I got a posting there for 2 years, and that sort of kept you on your toes. Very, very good professionally to operate at that sort of level, but it also was very good for the family to be in another part of the world and visit a lot of other countries as well. But that was a very, very good posting and very satisfying.
All right. Unfortunately, the 2 o'clock news is right on the door. I've got to go, but if you go down to 360 Badger Creek Road, Badger Creek, any Monday or Wednesday between 9:30 and 3:30, go and see the boys. Thank you for coming in.
Or pop in to the community market on the first Sunday of the month and buy a sausage from us, and you can have a chat to the guys.
Absolutely, sounds good to me. Thanks guys for coming in, and we'll talk to you later on.
Thank you.
Thanks.